And welcome back to the K&M Queens. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Madison.
And welcome to today's podcast. Let's roll it.
Let's do it.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back.
What is going on, everyone?
Nothing much, you know, hanging in there.
Yeah, for real. How was your weekend?
It's good. I saw you on Saturday.
That's right. Yeah. I honestly forgot that there was this weekend.
Yeah. So I almost killed Danielle, but you know, there's.
I heard you got really drunk.
Oh yes, Saturday night. Yes.
I heard you got really drunk.
Yes, I did.
So explain how you almost killed Daniel.
Okay, so there's this intersection in Gray, like by McDonald's, like you can't really see. And I looked behind me and I saw the car coming and I thought it went by me and I guess it hadn't yet. And I went to drive. Good thing he was paying attention. He slammed on his brake and honked at me, but it was on Daniel's side. I was like this close. I was like here.
Oh my God, Kristen.
This is why people don't let me drive.
Okay, this is why I'm going to drive now forever.
Yes.
Please. So what'd you do Saturday? Sunday.
Yeah, because we went to Fort William Saturday. We all met up and had a picnic and whatnot.
Walked around, took pictures.
That was fun. Let's see, what did we do Sunday? I did nothing. I laid around on the couch and did nothing.
Yeah, same. Sundays are my lazy days.
Yes. Yep. But let's get into this week's podcast.
Yes. Okay. I have been dying to talk about this.
Cooperdale.
So Kristen is a true friend and reminded me halfway through the week when she knew I wasn't watching it.
Yep. I was like, did you watch Riverdale? Because we were like trying to like figure out which day to record. And she's like, I haven't started. Thanks for reminding me. I was like, I'm already done mine. And was done on Friday.
Yeah, so I binge watched it. I watched 3 episodes Monday. And then Matt and I finished the last 4 and 5 yesterday. So I have some shit to say about Riverdale.
Me too. I have my notes, as you can see. I have like a few pages. Whoops, that's blank. But
I did not, because I knew Kristen was going to come prepared with notes, and so I could just piggyback off of it.
Yeah. So we are going to be talking about Riverdale, season 1 first, 1 through 5, episodes 1 through 5.
So we're going to do 5 episodes a week, and then we'll come on, talk about it, and then obviously just talk about random shit as well. But yeah, we are very excited to talk about this because Kristen and I love Riverdale.
And watch along with us and let us have your feedback or like your opinions on things too. So that'd be great.
Yeah. And for everyone listening, we are going to start putting up some TikToks of us when we record. So right now we are currently recording. Hi. So hi, everyone.
I am awkward. So,
no, so am I. I don't know where to look.
Me neither. I feel like I'm like out of the picture.
I feel like I'm just staring into Kristen's soul over here. But yeah, let's get into some Riverdale.
Ooh. Okay. So the beginning, the first episode, it brings you into it. And we later will meet this character, but Jughead is narrating it at first, and you'll meet him near the end of the, I think, season 1, or in the middle.
Jughead?
I mean, in the episode 1.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he's in episode 1.
In the middle of episode 1.
Yeah, he's, I think, like halfway through the episode.
So it brings you into, like, the river where they see Cheryl, who's another character. And where she has a twin brother, and they went on a boat, well, I guess canoe ride, and it tipped over, and she got out, and he is missing.
Yeah, he drowned in the water. That's what happened. So
they think.
The Boy Scouts, or no, they're not, sorry, they're not referred to as the Boy Scouts, adventure crew or whatever the hell they are. I don't know if you have
this,
that on your notes.
Yeah, this happened on 4th of July weekend.
On Sweetwater River.
Yeah. And,
So, yeah, the Boy Scout, or there I go again. The Adventure Club found Cheryl sitting on a rock.
Yep. Wet, soaking wet. And
And then, yeah, and then it just kind of hops into the episode.
Yep, where you meet Betty.
No, you meet Veronica first.
Oh, yeah, because she comes in the taxi and they go into the hotel. So Veronica is new to the town with her mom, Hermione, the Lodges, and they're from New York, uptown.
Like, high-ass class. Like, I could only dream.
They're like a rich family, and they're like all, you know.
Like,
Tiffany's.
Tiffany's. I have breakfast at Tiffany's.
Woo! Not us. But it'd be cool to go.
Absolutely.
But, so they're new to Riverdale. They go in, shows them, and going into their new place, and talks about how her dad, Hiram Lodge, is in jail, and they moved to a new town because of it, and, yeah.
And then you meet Betty.
And Archie. At the, what's it called? I forgot. I didn't write down.
The diner. Pop's Diner?
Yes, Pop's Diners. Yeah, it shows them there first, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, basically. I mean, obviously it shows a little bit, but they meet up at Pop's.
Yeah.
And then they start talking, and Betty's all in love with Archie.
Yes.
First off, Archie.
Oh, okay. My
he is
God.
A red hair, smoking ass body, smoking ass face person.
Yes.
And yeah, so she's like talking to him, and they've been friends for like ever. And then Veronica walks in, and then, of course, Archie's attention just goes straight to Veronica.
Yeah.
And honestly, Veronica is
gorgeous.
She's brown haired, like thin build, beautiful face.
Pearls around the
neck.
Very classy.
Yes. Carries herself very well, has a lot of confidence. So obviously, like, all eyes are on her when she walks into the room, and then Archie just kind of like, stared hardcore at her, and I kind of felt bad for Betty. I was like, I straight up would have been like, excuse me, hello.
Because Betty's like trying to tell him how she feels, and she just like walks in, and his stare just goes.
Like, I'm surprised drool didn't come out of his mouth.
And then he's like, what were you saying? Because Veronica comes up to the table and says like, oh, what's good around here, or something like that. And then she walks away, and then Archie's like, oh, what were you saying?
But yeah, and then so we basically just described the first like 10 minutes of the show. We will not be doing that throughout the entire thing. We just got a little carried away.
Yeah. So Betty and Archie are neighbors.
And best friends.
They've
lived together. They live next door together since they were four.
And the good thing is, like, Betty's window is like right across from Archie's window, so she can see those abs.
He is topless in the window.
Yes.
Woo-wee. But anywho, so continue with the show.
So at this point, it's like the new school has started, and over the summer, Archie was working with his dad, and he runs into the music teacher.
Hold on. I just want to cut it. I need to describe this visual for everyone.
Okay.
So Archie, who just got done working construction. So he is sweaty. So sweaty. I'm not saying the sweat is hot, but he glistens.
It just looks really hot.
Glistened. So then he like lifts up his shirt to like wipe off his face, and all you can see are his beautiful, beautiful, defined ass abs. And you're just like, oh, I want to touch. So then, anywho, Miss Grundy, the music teacher, pulls up looking kind of cute and her little bug.
And she's like kind of young, like probably in her 20s.
And then she was like, hey, Archie, what are you doing in this heat? And he was like, oh, just building some character. And then she's like, do you want to ride? And then he hops in, and then it cuts to the scene.
Ooh. So they end up, you know, together.
They be doing the
nasty.
What is it? What does my dad say? I can't think of it right now. What is it?
They hook up. Let's just say that.
They have intercourse. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Very intimate, which I want to talk about that for a second, because I've had sex in a car. I've had sex in trucks too, and that's uncomfortable. They were in a fucking bug.
That's like a small-ass car.
Not like a newer one, like an old bug.
Yeah, like one of the vintage ones.
Archie's probably like 6'1", 6'2", and Miss Grundy's like
Probably like 5'5".
Yeah, like 5'5", 5'6". And I'm looking at it, I'm like, that, no. No, you can't do that. Like, it's just, physics would not allow it.
It's, just remember, it's a show.
Okay, it's not a show in my mind.
Okay.
It's a real life story that's happening in my television screen.
True. And so they were both at the river that day that Cheryl and, well, Jason, which is her brother, goes missing. And they hear a gunshot go off as well that same morning. But they have to keep it a secret because Archie is with a teacher.
We haven't even talked, we haven't really talked about Cheryl, though.
No, Cheryl is the twin brother of Jason who goes missing. And that's what the storyline this season is about.
She is,
she's different.
High strung?
Very. She's very confident in herself, but she also is like, I feel bad for her at the same time.
She basically refers to everyone as peasants.
Yeah. The way she presents herself is like very demeaning, like, and she's like, kind of, I guess.
And she's the captain of the cheerleading squad. Yeah. Her parents have a shit ton of money, so she thinks like she's all that.
Her parents are creepy.
So like you kind of hate her, but then you just have to remember, like,
you feel bad for her because when you go into the season, you see how like messed up her parents are towards her, and like you understand like why she acts that
yeah,
way.
Yeah. So yeah. And then I'm trying to think what else happens in the first episode.
Oh, let me see. Let me check my notes.
Kristen is prepared.
Okay, so we did the 4th of July. Introduced it. Oh, yes. We could probably... They also have a friend named Kevin.
Well, and Kevin is gay, and he is amazing.
Oh, my God, he's awesome. I like Kevin.
And it's really cool. So, I mean, I know that's probably weird to say, but I like the fact that... And I don't want to say, like, I don't like watching the coming out stories. I do. I absolutely love coming out stories, but...
You didn't really have one.
No, it just started off with him being gay and his dad totally accepting it. Like, there's no questions. There's no, like,
yeah.
Like, and I just thought that was super cool. I was like, you know, that's nice to see instead of seeing the parents, like, all pissed off because their child is, you know, like, gay or anything like that. And it's like, no, it's nice to see that the show just, like, threw him in and was like, and the dad's a sheriff.
Yes. Yes.
So that makes it even like cooler.
Sheriff Keller, or that's right. Yeah, that's her last name. So also the first episode, I know we're going like all over the place, but is when they go to school, back to school, and Veronica and Betty get closer as friends, and Veronica tries to push Betty into telling Archie how she feels about him, and Archie is into like his music and not so much football, but he wants to be more music-ish over football and not work for his dad at the same time. And then they have the dance,
which Archie escorts Veronica and Betty to. Veronica, and like they first get there, Veronica runs and grabs Punch, and then Archie sneaks off,
talks to Miss Grundy. Because he wants to come clean about what he's heard at the river. But she's like, no, you can't. Because it's going to ruin everything. And
no, that hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah. No. Yes.
No, because at the dance afterwards, Kevin and Moose run off.
No. But they already knew about the gunshot because they heard it. But they didn't say anything. Because Miss Grundy didn't want him to.
Okay, so anyhow, I just ruined it. So yeah. Kevin and Moose, who's a football player, run off to Sweetwater River to go have a little canoodling and stumble across Jason Blossom's dead, frozen body with a bullet straight through the head. So that's what happened. Yes. But anyhow, back to the dance.
That's the end of episode one.
That's how it ends.
But also at the dance, they're talking, and then Cheryl invites them back to her place for like this after party type
thing. You're missing when Betty talks about her feelings.
Oh, yeah.
So Betty opens up to Archie and was like, I see us as a power couple, like you being on first varsity football
team. Me on the cheering
team. And she just got into the cheerleading squad. And then he's like, I'm too perfect for you. And which that pissed me off, because it's like, that's your problem to think of you like yourself like that. I don't think so.
Like he didn't think of them that way.
So basically just breaks her heart. And then she runs off and Yeah, they go to the party, and then Cheryl's being a bitch and's playing.
They play seven minutes in heaven plus spin the bottle.
Well, the spin the bottle is to find out who goes. And then it turns out it was Veronica who went, and they weren't going to do anything. And of course, you're in the small ass closet with Archie.
And Archie's like in love with Veronica.
Honestly, who wouldn't be?
Because he's with Miss Grundy.
She's gorgeous. Who wouldn't be in love with her?
Mm.
But anywho, they end up, they literally, I think they just kissed.
Yeah, they just made out.
They just made out for like a couple minutes. And then when they came out, Betty was gone.
And Archie went to her house and she came out and he was just like, you deserve better. You don't deserve me and stuff like that.
She's like, I can't love you the way you want me to love you. And that like broke my heart.
And she's like bawling. It was like the saddest thing. But it's like, at least he was truthful because, you know.
Yeah, but it also, like, it just took me back to high school, like, heartbreak. Yeah. And I was like, ow! Like, I know how that feels. And it just made me want to cry for you, Betty.
Yep. And she already told you the ending of episode one.
With Jason's body.
With Jason's body. Which and Moose is, like, in the closet, by the way. That's why they went off to the river.
Yeah, they, like, heavily in the closet. He's a football player.
Yeah.
And nobody, and he doesn't want anyone to know.
Exactly.
So, episode two.
Yes, episode two, they begin going back. Oh, and Jughead comes in, too. At some point.
Jughead basically narrates the entire thing.
Yes, in the first season, he does narrate the whole thing. And Jughead talks to Archie, and he finds out about Archie and Miss Grundy in episode two. And he confronts him, saying, you need to, like, tell, like, what happened. Like, you heard a gunshot because
and now Jason
about Jason.
Now Jason is found with a bullet in his head when that's not what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to him be drowning. And then...
because they had a missing body. And that pulled out.
So, yeah. The season one, I mean, episode one kind of just kind of leaves you on a clip here. I don't understand how you people watched it on TV. Because there's no way I could handle that. I'm trying to think. Episode two.
Oh, and then they also, that's the episode three that they did that.
What did happen episode two?
Oh, I know. Reggie was like blaming, thinks that Jughead killed Jason.
Yes, and Archie and
Jughead are good friends.
Yes, and then Archie got in a fight with Reggie and then he got the black eye.
Yep. And they're also, Reggie and Archie are like fighting for like the captain spot of the football team and everything. But Archie's kind of like on the defense of wanting it or not because he wants to do the music side of everything. And I think, no, that's not it. No, that's in episode three.
So that, anywho, Archie continues his music lessons with Miss Grundy. And yeah, they end up fucking again.
Yep.
I couldn't think of any word to say, so I just went with it.
Meet at Miss Grundy's house all the time. And at the so nothing really much happens in episode two.
Not that I can honestly think of.
Because besides them finding out that the unless that's episode three, but the scouts were there and that one of them was the shooter.
I think that was episode two when they find, because there's a concert. There was a concert that Archie helped the known band of the town. What is it? The Pussycats?
Yes, the Pussycats.
Pussycats. They're really great.
Josie
obviously.
Is an amazing singer. Oh, that's my when God. You like meet Josie, and she's the head Pussycat person, and she's a really great singer. And Archie's trying to get them to play one of his original songs, but they won't accept songs from anyone else besides themselves. But they do, he sits in with one of them and's been sneaking out, and his dad has been catching him and grounded him. But he really wanted to go and see their song that he helped write with the Pussycat Dolls at one of those town meeting things.
Yeah, it's like some jubilee for like the 100-something anniversary of the town.
Yeah.
And then Jughead runs off and meets Doily, who is the adventure Boy Scout thing.
Yeah.
And apparently he went over and talked to another one of the adventure people and said that Doily shot the gun.
Yep.
And that's kind of where the episode leaves off in episode two.
Like at the end of episode two, because Cheryl like lied of what happened. So
I thought that was episode three.
No, that was the end of episode two.
I thought episode.
Mm-mm. No, episode two.
Because... Is that where she says she's guilty?
Yes.
Okay.
Because so the thing was that Jason and her were going to go over the river. And he was going to run away, and the plan was for him to accidental drowning, so basically killing himself when he wasn't actually dead, but someone actually killed him and threw him back in the river.
So, yeah, we still don't know why.
So the cops came while they were in school and took Cheryl into questioning, and she was like, they're going to hate me when they find out, and they're all like, what did you do? And she's like, I'm guilty. Yeah, get your smoke out of there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just ripped my vape and I tried to blow it away, but it came back.
So that was episode two.
Okay, I remember a lot more of episode three then.
Yeah, I know a lot. Yeah, it's hard to like pinpoint exactly.
So I think episode three starts out with Cheryl in the prince. What? Hold up. Kristen's waving her hands.
This one's a good one where Betty goes all nuts.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Calm ourselves.
Okay,
calm ourselves.
Veronica goes on a date with this guy named Chuck, who is like the head like football player.
Dad's the coach.
Coach, you know. And so she goes on a date with him, and then the next day she sees a picture on Instagram or whatever they use, and it has like maple syrup all over her face, saying that she got maple syrup.
It was something like that. Sticky maple.
Yeah.
Which basically means he fucked her and then cummed all over her face.
But that never happened.
Never. They literally just went, made out, I think in the car for a little bit, and they just chit-chatted. So she was all up in flames, and then she goes to Betty's like, I want you to go dark with me. Like, I'm talking dark, like the stars. And then Betty's like, no, I'm okay. And then reaches out to other girls.
Because they did confront Chuck to take it down, and he wouldn't.
Yes, they ran into the boys' bathroom, and
she went in there with confidence. She's like, "Get out of my way!"
And Archie's towel almost. Oh my God! He's like,
"What are you doing in here?"
I wish it would. Here I am, like freaking 24 years old. Like he's a sophomore in high school. Like, okay, that sounds so creepy.
Technically, he's really our age, but
true. But the show, which by the way, I just want to talk about that, Miss Grundy. Is like 20 something.
Yeah.
And she's banging a sophomore.
Yeah.
A sophomore.
She going to jail.
Anywho, so yeah, Betty goes dark. Like,
so Ethel is another character who also was part of Chuck's thing, but they also had this book. Chuck had this book, and it was like the playbook, and it had a bunch of girls' names on it with numbers on it. So each girl was a point for them.
Like whatever they did to them, they got a certain amount of points. So I'm like, the little part where the paper is divided is whoever did it, like their name. So like Chuck, Jason, anybody
and,
on the team.
And Cheryl's like, it's not Jason because
Jason would never do that.
And also another part is Betty's sister Polly was dating Jason. So they are like fighting and don't really like each other.
And Polly is in a mental hospital, right?
Yes.
Now.
Her mom put her in a mental hospital, and you find out why later on in the season as well.
Yes. So.
And so they find the book and they go after school because they talked to someone that used to be on the football team and told
them
where
it was.
Which, by
the way, he's so cool, by the way. He is so cool.
He didn't want to be part of that, and he ended up quitting. So they found the book and they found Polly's name, and it had Jason's name, and Cheryl was like blindsided that he would even do that.
She's like, I guess I don't know my brother.
She's like kind of really creepy with her brother, I find.
She refers to her brother as her soulmate.
They're twins, by the way.
Which
is really creepy, like really how creepy. Like obsessed she is about Jason.
Like, don't get me wrong, if my brother passed away, I would be devastated and I would be a wreck. I would never refer to him as my soulmate.
Yeah, just, when you watch it, you just, yeah, it's really,
and it kind of feels like they're dating.
Yeah. And she always wears red.
Always. A lot of red. So anywho.
So they find that, and then Veronica was like, you, want to go dark. And Betty's like, yeah.
She's like, you want to go dark? I will go dark. And Betty goes fucking dark.
Yeah. So they use this Ethel's house, which her house is pretty cool, having an indoor pool
and hot tub.
That's pretty cool.
I'm like, why doesn't more people, like, I don't want to sound like I only use people because of what they use, because I don't. But in high school, that's what everyone did. I'm like, why are people more friends with Ethel? Like, she would love to have more friends. Like,
she's kind of, yeah, you'll find out more about Ethel later on, too.
Oh, I forgot about that.
But anywho, so they use that and invite Chuck over. And because Betty goes up to Chuck and was like, you want to hang out? All seductive, like.
Like, she comes in looking hot. She has, like, a shirt down, like, basically, like, a bra.
She has a black wig on that's, like, cut off. Like, the hair is, like, really short.
Yeah, it's, like, a bob cut. And then it's just a black wig.
Yeah.
And she refers to herself as Polly.
So when she gets into it, they're in the hot tub because Veronica opens up the door and he's like, oh, what are you doing here? And she's like, oh, you know. So they go in the hot tub and Betty, like, puts, like, some muscle relaxer in his drink.
That's what she claims.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. And, like a truth serum, and try to get the truth so Veronica can videotape his truth about everything.
But when he woke up, he was handcuffed to the hot tub. Both hands, like, across, like, a Jesus wing.
And she was, like, boiling that hot tub till he confessed. Like, she was, like, boiling it. And then she stuck her foot, which she was wearing
heels. Well, no, he finally apologized. Yeah. And then that's when Betty went, like, off.
Crazy.
And she put her high heel on his head and was pushing him in, saying, you need to apologize to me. You need to apologize to me. And then takes maple syrup, dumps it all over him and says, apologize to me, Jason. Apologize. Mm-hmm. And then Veronica's like, yo. Crazy. What? Like, she's like, okay, that's enough. Like, yeah, we're done. Like,
Betty, stop. And then you see Ethel at one point opening up the door and seeing her do it, just smiling. Like, that's kind of creepy. But
yeah, I thought that was a little weird. I was like, I would have been like, yo, too much.
Yeah.
Do not kill him, like, in Veronica, my hot tub.
Like, her face was just like, oh my God, Betty, like, are you okay?
Betty went dark.
Yeah, she definitely went there. So that was, like, that episode of, like, doing everything. I don't know what happened at the end. Let me see.
Yeah, I think. Oh, okay. So back to when Cheryl got arrested, when she said she was guilty. So she goes into the principal's office and she's talking to them and she's like,
oh, yeah.
She's like, I just want to clear the air. I'm not guilty of shooting him. I'm just guilty of lying about what happened.
Yeah, because she was trying to keep it a secret.
So what actually happened is he was trying to run away. That's what, and he was trying to fake his own death to get away from his parents.
His parents are nuts.
Yes. So he got across the river.
They said goodbye.
And then she faked everything. They heard the gunshot.
And she told him that, but they kind of looked at Cheryl like she was crazy. So that's when Archie decided to tell them to, like, make Cheryl's story, like, true, that he did hear that on the day he was there, but left Miss Grundy out and said he was with his dog.
But then Doily comes in and says, I know something that no one else knows.
But that was to Betty and Jughead, because they opened up this newsletter from the school, the Blue and Gold, and started trying to figure out what happened to him through there and investigate through there. So he told them that, not the cops.
So he says, I saw Miss Grundy's car at Sweetwater River on the 4th of July. End of episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, oh shit.
No, was that the end of that one?
I'm pretty sure.
Was it season 4 that they find out?
You mean episode 5?
Yeah, episode 4.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's episode 4 when.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So.
See, your girl knows what she's talking about.
Yeah. So then episode 4. Veronica and Betty find out about Miss Grundy with Archie.
Ho.
Because of everything. And Jughead already knows. And they were at Pops when they asked him this. And about Miss Grundy. Because Archie showed up to Pops with Miss Grundy and his dad.
Did he?
Yeah, they were out to dinner because he wanted to take her out. Because they went to some, like, violin thing she was doing.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah, that was not good. And then Betty's mom does not like Archie. And it's because Betty's he kind of looks like Jason. And she's like, you need to get into the car right now, Betty. And then it kind of just went from there. I forgot. Allison Cooper comes in.
They do not. She hates everyone.
Yeah. Yes, she does. She does not like them.
Is this with the drive-in?
Yes.
So there is a drive-in that has been around forever. And it was sold.
Yeah. And so, backstory on that. So Hermione Large is working at Pops, but she also is, like, helping Hiram buy land, which is the drive-in. But no one knows. It's a secret. And so she gives the Serpents, which is, like, a gang, like, on like the back side of Riverdale, like, the bad side of Riverdale. And they use them to trash the
drive-in. So the value goes down. Which is exactly what happened, and that's how they got the sale. Yeah.
And so they only paid, they went and paid him, and one of the Serpents, FP, was like, which you'll find out who he is, opened up and was like, this isn't what we agreed on. And she's like, well, that's what he gave me. And so forth. And then...
Well, not only that,
yeah.
Veronica, so everyone was at the movie theater to say, mm-hmm. like, goodbye and, like, the final run.
Yeah.
Veronica looks over and sees a serpent walking around a corner, and then her mom just kind of, like, looking everywhere.
Yeah.
And then Veronica hops out of the back of the truck with Kevin and goes over there and hears all this shit go down.
Yeah, because Cheryl tells Veronica about it because she sees him happen at Pops as well. And she sent a video and showed Veronica, and she's like, that's not possible. And then she saw it for herself at the drive-in. But Hermione also found a box at Pops. She opened it, and it was a freaking snake inside.
Found a snake. It was a fucking rattlesnake.
No, thank you. Just because it was from the Serpents, obviously, and no, thank you.
So, yeah, that's what's going on with Hermione Lodge right now.
Yep. And then with the drive-in, and Jughead is really sad that it was sold because that's where he was staying.
And it doesn't let you know that until
the end. Near the end. And when you find out who FP is, which is the head, one of the head serpents.
He is the head serpent. Like,
yeah.
He runs the serpents.
Yeah.
Turns out it's his dad.
Yes. And then he's like, where are you going to live now? And he's like, I'll figure it out like I always do. And you see the backstory with them two along the season as well. But also a big plot twist in episode 4 is when I think that's when she finds out and Miss Grundy leaves. They find out about Miss Grundy.
So, yeah, if that's the episode, then Archie goes to say goodbye to Miss Grundy, basically, and gives her a really nice bow for her what is it? The bass? No, not the bass.
So cello. She plays like the cello, and Archie went and gave that to her. And Betty, well, we have to do the backstory of that, of like why her mom found then everything and everything went down.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
So they did some investigation, Betty and Veronica, about Grundy, because they thought it was sketchy that she was with some guy, young guy, which she also was doing the same thing with Jason. So it was, like, really weird. So they literally broke into her car.
Which, by the way, Archie's over at her house when this is happening. Yeah.
Broke in, found a fake, like, her actual ID, which is some other name.
Jennifer.
Something.
Something. Jennifer something.
And a gun.
A revolver.
Yes. So Buddy, for some reason, decides to take it and steal it.
Which, never understood. I was like, I would have left that shit.
Yeah, I don't know why she took it. And then they warned Archie about it. And Archie got all mad and
super defensive.
Yeah. And didn't find out why until, like, later on. And she tells her story that her ex-husband beat her and stuff like that. So she got a divorce and left and changed her name and was moving along to different states or whatever.
Well, she said that she chose Riverdale.
Yeah, she chose Riverdale.
So
that's the backstory on that. And then Betty kept the gun in her drawer, and her mom came in and was like putting her clothes away and found the gun, destroyed the room, found her diary, read her diary, then decides to take Betty with her and
to the school.
To the school. Grab
Archie's dad from the movie theater, because she's like, it's regarding the kids. Hops in and they go. So then the scene cuts to them kind of like hugging.
Almost kissing.
Almost kissing. And then the parents walk in, and that's when shit goes down.
And was like, you need to leave or I'm calling the cops.
And Betty's just sitting there just bawling her eyes out, just mouthing like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Because Betty keeps like a very detailed journal. This is the main reason why I never kept a journal.
Yeah, it's like
never did.
Really detailed.
Like, never did. So, Miss Grundy's sitting on a chair doing her own, like, thinking, and they're all yelling at each other, and then Miss Grundy's like, okay, you know what? I'll leave. I will leave. And so it cuts to the scene of Miss Grundy outside of the door and Archie inside of the door, and they just have, like, this moment of they just look at each other, and then Miss Grundy leaves.
Yep. And then she disappears, and while they were all at the movie theater, the ending of season 5,
episode
5, is that, like, there's a murder board. I can't even pronounce it.
Murder board
at Sheriff Keller's house, like, with whatever going on with, like, the case and everything, and someone goes in and wrecks it all and was trying to find something. And then at the end of the episode, you see Jughead and Betty talking about it, and then finding out that we're like, it would have to be someone that wasn't at the
movie theater,
which was pointing towards her dad, Betty's dad.
So then it shows Betty having to put her own family name on the board.
They have their own, like, board at school because of the blue and gold, so they put her name on the board. And at one point you see her dad with the folder of all the murder board at Sheriff Keller's house in a folder.
Yeah. So shit goes down.
Yeah. That's, like, basically the gist of all those episodes.
And then, hold on. Episode 5 is the funeral.
Oh, yeah.
So, Cheryl invites Veronica to stay the night. Yes. Veronica is like, okay, fine. So she stays the night and wakes up the next day, gets ready for the funeral. And then Jughead and Betty go to the funeral because they're going to do some investigation, because no dead man can keep a secret or something like that. Some kind of saying.
Something.
So they want to go to Jason's room to figure out what the hell's going on.
Oh, this is so Cheryl's grandmother is, like, blind and in a wheelchair. And so they run into her. Well, also Cheryl's mother and father, like, they were like, wondering why Veronica was even there to begin with.
Yeah, the mom straight up says, Cheryl invited you. I didn't.
Her mom is, like, really a bitch.
Yeah.
It was like, their family's just strange when you watch it. You just get the vibes of them, like, keeping something and really creepy. And grandmother's really creepy, too.
So, basically, Betty and Jughead get caught in Jason's room trying to, like, find stuff by the grandma. And the grandma kind of has Betty sit down and is referring to her as Polly. And Betty's, like, freaking out.
And she's going along with it.
Yeah, she's going along with it just to kind of see where it leads.
Yeah.
And the grandma ends up talking about, she's like, oh, I see you're not wearing the ring. And then Betty, as Polly, goes, what do you mean? She's like, I wouldn't wear that ring either. Like, don't tell Cheryl's mom I gave it to you. Like, that's been in the Blossom family for generations.
Mm-hmm.
And Betty's like, what the hell? And ends up saying, like, the grandma says, the main reason I've been hanging on to live is to see your wedding. Yeah. And that's when Betty's like, I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore, and runs out.
Yep.
And then freaking Cheryl. Uh-huh. So they cuts to the scene where Veronica and Cheryl are getting ready for the funeral. And Veronica's like, hey, are you ready? And she's like, oh, I'll be right down. Just give me a second. So everyone's downstairs. And then, of course, here comes fucking Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Dressed in white.
Everyone's, like, wearing black. And, of course, Cheryl's wearing white. She's wearing this exact same outfit she was last seen with Jason.
Yeah. So that was – and then at the dinner table, the mom said that you're not giving your brother's eulogy. And she got really upset about that. So she ended up giving his eulogy.
Yeah. Her mom was furious.
Like, to the point where she almost went up in the middle of the funeral.
And Veronica's like, don't, you're just going to make it worse.
So the mom kind of chilled until afterwards, and then she threw Cheryl in her room and was like,
yeah,
nobody wants you. Like,
really down on her.
She's like, if it was up to me, you would be in Europe right now.
In a like boarding school.
And then Veronica kind of sees that, and then Cheryl's just like, devastated, and then that makes you like
feel so bad for Cheryl. Like, you understand why she like is the way she is. Yeah,
like she's crazy, but like she's had a hard life.
Yeah, and then they invited all these people there because they know that was one of them that killed Jason. So it was basically
just to investigate everyone.
Yeah. And that was that episode.
Oh, and then Archie was actually offered the captain position on the football team.
He turned it down.
But he turned it down and gave it to Reggie because he said he wanted someone who loved football with everything and had no other distractions.
Yeah.
So he ended up giving the captain spot
to Reggie.
Well, the main reason why he was chosen is because in the beginning, they gave Archie number 9, which was Jason's number. So at the funeral, Archie came with it all folded up really nicely and gave it to the mom. And the mom had like a creepy moment where she was like touching him. And was like,
oh my God, you're just like Jason.
You are so similar. And then she like snaps out of it. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Everyone's just looking at her like what the fuck?
Like, okay. It's just a dude with red hair. Like, that's basically the only difference, like the only similarity.
That's like what, like Betty's mom is like, Betty was like, it's Archie is not Jason and I am not Polly.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, they've been friends forever. And I think just because like all this shit happened,
they hate the Blossoms.
They hate the Blossoms.
But you find out why later on.
Well, in the episode, basically the reason why they hate them so much is because way back in the day,
they don't say that part yet.
Yeah. I watched it.
They did.
Well, hold on. Don't say anything. Oh. Hold on. Let me finish it. talked about the Blossoms' granddad killed the Cooper's granddad over at the Maple Farm.
Oh, yes.
And so that's why they hate him so much. And Betty's like, is this seriously all about something that happened before you were even born? And he was like, yeah, like they destroyed our lives. Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, we never even had, like, we didn't even have any of it. And now you're like saying you destroyed our lives. Like, that's weird. And so Betty starts getting curious. And I think
and you find out more about that later on as well.
Yeah. So
stay tuned to find out all the juicy details. We've already seen this show, so it's hard for us like not to skip forward of what
episode. And
like
say everything that happens. Cause like,
already know what happens. So. But we're
not going to say anything. We're going to keep it all.
That's why we're like, you'll find that out later on because we already know.
But yeah. Yeah,
those are basically the gist of season 1, episode 1 through 5. Basically all in one. And if we miss parts of which episode it was in, basically all together.
Yes, yeah, basically. So that was episodes 1 through 5 of Riverdale.
Woo! Stay tuned to find out who killed Jason. Which you'll find out at the end of the season. It's a shocker one.
It's a twisty.
So stay tuned to find out all the mystery and what happens with the storyline with, like, everyone. So stay tuned. Follow us. Like us. And subscribe.
And subscribe. And follow us on TikTok.
Yeah.
Bye. KM_Queens?
I think so. 20? Like that. You'll find it.
You'll find it. All right. We'll see you next week, guys.
See ya. Bye. Peace out.